The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Right now, though, let's talk about this because the latest News Talk Amharic poll is in. And we've been asking you over the last while to tell us what is Ireland's favourite sporting moment. I wonder what would you think number one is? Well, let's go to number three in the poll. It's this.
Is it long enough? Is it long enough? It's not. Ireland are going to win this game. They are going to win the Six Nations title. And above all, they are going to win the Grand Slam, the first in 61 years.
That was the 2009 Rugby Grand Slam. That was a big year for rugby, I remember. It was an awkward one for me because as a cocky Munster fan, I had bought tickets for the final thinking that we were going to win the Heineken Cup, like many of my fellow Munster fans. And we found ourselves sitting in the stadium in Edinburgh watching Leinster win as we went along to support Irish rugby in general. But of course, the 2009 Rugby Grand Slam as well was very special. Voted number two was this.
The winner by a score of 10 points to 8 and the Olympic champion in the red corner representing Ireland, Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor collapses to the canvas.
Katie Taylor's gold medal in 2012. That was just incredible. And you know what? You can't look at the amount of boxers going to the Olympics this year, particularly the female boxers. A female boxer in every single weight class, and not think that Katie Taylor had something to do with that. What an inspirational woman and sports person. But number one, voted by you in the News Talk Amharic poll, what is Ireland's favourite sporting moment? It is this.
The game is about being effective, being aggressive, winning the ball, getting on with the play. We'll put them under pressure.
That's right. Big Jack said it right when he said it's Italian 90. Put him under pressure. I'm delighted.
It is still Italia 90. And isn't that just kind of bizarre? Because there are so many people, I'm guessing, who would vote in a poll like this who weren't even alive. But yet, year after year, favourite sporting moments. And we had lots of other ones in there, of course. We had at number four was Dublin winning their sixth All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Rachel Blackmore winning the 2021 Grand National was in there. Sonia Sullivan, of course, in 2000.
Patrick Harrington winning the European Championship in 2007.
Michael Carruth winning gold at the 92 Olympics. We had all of those wonderful moments. But year after year, we go back to Italia 90. There's only one man who I can ask why this keeps happening to is a man who gave us so much joy on the pitch in a green jersey, Mr. Ray Houghton. Hello, Ray.
How are you doing?
It's Dermot here. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
A pleasure to talk to you as well, Dermot. But schoolboy era from you, I'm afraid to say, buying that ticket when you shouldn't have done. You know, don't get ahead of yourself when you're going to watch rugby.
Well, you know, the noughties, mid-noughties was a special time to be a Munster fan. And we lost the run of ourselves, Ray. But can you explain why Italia 90, because so much has happened since then. I've been to two Euros and a World Cup since Italia 90. I was over in Korea and Japan in 2002. I was in Poland in 2012. I was in Paris in 2016. But yet, people still go back to that time in Italia 90 when we got to the quarterfinals. Why is it so special and why is it etched in people's minds in that way, do you think, Ray?
Well, I think it's to do with the fact it was the first time we'd ever qualified for the World Cup. You know, 88 was the first time we'd ever qualified for a major tournament. But 1990, to go to the World Cup and reach the quarterfinals, as you said, was an unbelievable achievement. And that was down to Jack and it was bringing the fans together. You know, I think one game we had against Malta before we qualified, we had about 10,000 fans in it. The following year, after qualifying, we had 35,000. That just showed you the difference in the country and where they were as far as the soccer team was concerned. Mm. You know, there was a real growth around it. But I've got to be honest with you, when you were mentioning some of the other sports and where they came, you know, Katie Taylor, what a trailblazer she was, you know, for women's boxing and women's sport in general. Absolutely, I would have voted for Katie, I've got to be honest with you, because I think she was what she done was absolutely superb.
Yeah. You touched on something there, and actually it's relevant to the poll, because at number four was this moment.
A missed kick by Sansom, in goes Aldridge, and Houghton! 1-0! And Ray Houghton has got the breakthrough! And Jack Charlton cannot believe it!
Halfway through the first half, Ray Houghton put the goal in the English net, your goal against England in Euro 88. Now, this is going to make me sound like as old as Father Time, Ray, but I watched that match and that goal on a black and white television in my bedroom. Now, look, the telly was old at that time, and that's the only reason I had it, because nobody else wanted it. But, you know, even watching through the, you know, the TV fuzz with my bunny ear aerials, you know, I remember jumping up and down on my Man United duvet, and the whole house went crazy. And I think that was the moment where everybody woke up and went, oh my God, we're onto something special here.
Damn it, you were doing really well until you went to your Man United doobie.
Sorry, Ray.
No, you're right, though. I mean, for me personally, it's a moment I'll never forget. I mean, I didn't score that many goals at international level, but when I'm asked the question, what's your favourite, without a doubt, is the goal against England. The one against Italy in 94 was a bigger goal. Don't get me wrong, because the World Cup's the biggest competition you can play in football. But to score in the first time we'd ever qualified against England, and it was my first international goal for Ireland. When you put all that in the mix, that's why it was so special to me. It's so special to the Irish nation. When you think of the numbers that were going to the games at that particular time, the fans, they were just having such a fantastic time. They were, you know, loving the fact that we were at these tournaments. They were going there and enjoying themselves. They were expressing themselves as the Irish abroad. And everyone loved them because they went there with the right attitude. They went there to support the team. And it was just a fabulous time to be an international footballer.
For you, is it a bit like playing James Bond? You know, where actors who play James Bond, no matter what else they do, they just get remembered for that. And that's one, I guess, one of the curses of taking that role, is that you better be ready, you know, to be remembered for that. And it may outshadow other things that you've done. How does it feel as a footballer that, you know, when people see you in the street, they go, oh, Italy 90, USA 94, you know, and you go, lads, I did other things in my career. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, but to the Irish public, there's the most important thing is how you did for the Irish team. Mm. You know, that's what you're noted for. That's what you're remembered for. You know, when I'm ever over in Ireland, you know, the fans come up to me. They don't start talking about my career domestically, where I played for like Liverpool, yeah, Aston Villa, or Oxford, West Ham, Fulham, any of them side. Really. The only question they wanted to ask me about was Ireland and what was it like with Jack Charlton as the manager. What did Jack do? What type of manager was he? You know, and they're the questions that they want to answer from that point of view. Mm. And it's just a great time to be part of it. I mean, I've seen Liam Brady. Liam was going through the team that Jack picked when we beat Scotland in 1987. And he said that was probably his best 11 that he played. And I tend to agree with him on that, because there was so much character in that team. There was so much quality when we went up there. And that was a changing moment for me, international football for Ireland. That was when we really believed in ourselves as a team, that we could do well and that we could qualify. It was a pivotal moment, I think, in all our careers at the international level. That changed us. Jack was the one, you know, he was the one that gave us the opportunities and, you know, allowed us to go out and express ourselves in certain areas of the pitch, not defensively, but whenever you got over the halfway line, yeah, and you could do what you want. But, yeah, it was, as I say, the Irish team at that time was such a tight-knit group. You know, we all enjoyed each other's company. We all went out together after matches. And it was a great camaraderie between everyone.
Who were the people in the dressing room who kept your heads together? You know, that people may not know about. You know, were there individual players who managed to keep you on the straight and narrow and, lads, we can win this, who injected that self-belief? Or maybe it was you, Ray.
I tell you, it was all of us. I've got to be honest with you. I wouldn't put that down to any one individual at all. That was the great thing about it. You know, I remember walking out at Lansdowne Road, and, you know, you're in the tunnel and you're looking at the opposition. Then you're looking down at our group of players, and they were all, like, you know, ready. They all had your back. We all knew that. And it was a great feeling. You know, you just thought, regardless of who we're going to play today, they know they're going to be in for a real tough match today. And that's what we were all saying together when we went out on the pitch. Yeah, there was some who were more vocal than others, but everyone went out there with the same thought, and that was to do their best and to win the game.
Mm. Messages coming in, Ray. Hey, Dermot, those of us who lived through it loved Italia 90 in that everyone watched it, everyone in capitals, and it did really unite the country, didn't it? Gathered in pubs and stadiums in huge crowds, it was a real moment in time that I think will never be repeated, they say. And the Italian team were so gorgeous, they add at the end. This is why you lost to the Italians then, was it? They just had better legs, Ray. That's the truth of it.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. They did have lads, so I'm going to be honest with you. There's been no arguments there.
Someone says, 2:36 p.m., 6th of June, 1988. That was Irish soccer history. Look, Ray Houghton, absolute pleasure to speak to you. And hopefully I'll meet you at some kind of free golf day, because I know you do play a lot of golf these days.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big golfer, damn it. if you ever need an extra golfer, I'm your man.
Good man. Ray Houghton, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, pal. All the best.
See you. Bye. 087-1400-106 for WhatsApp and 53106 for text at a cost of 30 cents. You know, and what strikes me, though, I do remember about Italia 90, was that, as that text quite rightly said, it united the country and focused the entire country on one sporting moment and one, you know, shared sporting goal. And I remember it used to always annoy me on ads around the time when it would always be, remember Ronnie Delaney winning in Melbourne. And of course, that's, to me, seemed like that did happen in black and white. It was ancient history and I couldn't relate to that in any way. And Italia 90 was my, you know, contemporary thing to get behind. And I noticed that when I was at the Euros in later years, that I came across younger people who either were born around the time of Italia 90 or weren't even born. And they wanted to start their own cultural reference points and start their own, build their own memories, you know, because they were sick of hearing their parents talk about Italia 90. So we thought we'd drag a young person into the studio. we've got Cathal O'Sullivan from Today FM who's joined me. What age are you, Cathal?
I'm 25 now, Dermot.
You're 25, you're a producer. Does Italia 90 mean anything to you? When you're listening to Ray Houghton there reminisce, is it just like thinking, oh God, this is my parents after three pints?
Well, I suppose it's well known, like, I suppose in our house, that Italia 90 was a great time and it was like, like you say, united the country. But like that, I was born in 1998, so I don't have any memories from myself bar watching the van, probably.
But does it annoy you when, you know, poll after poll keeps chucking up Italia 90 in number one position and you're like, here, you know, what if you could do this poll, what would be your number one moment?
Well, I suppose like that, when I was thinking about this, I was like, the first one that came to mind was Katie Taylor winning the gold in 2012 because I suppose I was 13 that year during the London Olympics, and to set the scene, I was sitting on the floor of a bar in Lanzarote with my family around 26 degree heat. The place was wedged, you couldn't move, and just like a whole country coming together like that of Italia 90, but in one bar to watch this like iconic moment.
Not a very salubrious bar if you were sitting on the floor.
I was the 13-year-old child who was giving his seat up to his mother, probably. Actually, she was actually, I think, beside me. But it was just, I suppose, like that. It united the country, and female boxing hadn't been in the Olympics for a very long time. And Katie Taylor was kind of this, I suppose, emerging talent for Ireland. And she was kind of the first, it was lightweight females boxing. It was the first time there was going to be a champion for it. And I don't know, just looking, as it was a tough fight when she got through the first round and the second round fairly kind of easily against, I think it was Britain and then someone from Tajikistan. But the Russian in the last round, it was a fairly like tough fight. I think it came out as 10-8 when it came down to it. So the first two rounds were draws. And just looking around as a 13-year-old, seeing the whole country, like almost tears in everyone's eyes as her hand was lifted and the world champion was announced, Olympic champion.
Well, I think the test of those moments is exactly like you spoke about at the start, is you remember where you were.
Yeah,
you remember,
absolutely.
You remember lots of detail. Like I remember jumping around in my bed when Ray Houghton scored that goal. I remember what was on, you know, the duvet cover. You know, you remember sitting on the floor. It's, I think any of those moments that give you detail in the memory, they're the special ones. And that's how the memory lasts. And I think that's why we have such an emotional connection to it. Let's go to the phones. Cleona's on the line. Hello, Cleona.
Good morning.
It's Dermot here. What part of the country are you in today?
Dublin.
And tell us, do you remember Italia 90? Do you think it should be at the top of this poll? And if so, why is it important to you?
I do, and I very much agree with Cahill, because although I don't want to say what age I was, but considerably older, I was a person who didn't like football and was at home on my own thinking, oh my God, we're going to have a month or more of this. But I watched it, and we drew with England, as far as I recall. And the next thing, I was in my car, driving around O'Connell Street, hooting my horn and waving my hands. And I didn't look back from then. I mean, I just became a fanatic. My friends were kind of avoiding me, because if we didn't win, there was a very, what could I say, dour mood. Oh, I just, it was, as Scott has said, and he was, well, he was, yes, whatever.
Yeah,
he brought the country together, Dermot, and we had come out of a terrible recession in the 80s. Mm. And it just was bringing everybody together. Everybody was friends. Every bar you went into, we all were rooting for Ireland. It was like Mardi Gras. I just dancing in Donnybrook outside Kiley's, if we even drew. You know, the world.
I think you have posher memories than the Walkinstown roundabout crowd.
Well,
dancing at Kiley's, foxtrotting down the main street of Donnybrook. But you know, you're right. And I think that's the key point. No matter what part of the city, what part of the country you were in, nothing unites people like sport. And we saw that with the opening ceremony of the Olympics last night, particularly against the backdrop of what's happening around the planet at the moment.
Exactly.
And, you know, yes, things like politics can give people a sense of belonging, but sometimes it's a very divisive belonging. And sport can give us that sense of coming together, no matter what it is. I remember being in Lahinch Golf Club a couple of years ago, watching the Irish women's hockey team and the whole place going mad, you know. And it's those special moments, as you say, that bring us together, that we start to remember the detail. We remember who we were with, where we were. And that's why it stays with us. Cleona, lovely to talk to you. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the Olympics. Who knows? Maybe you'll be scooped up into that just like you were for Italia 90.
Oh, I think so. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Thanks to Cathal O'Sullivan for joining us. Is there any particular sport you're going to be looking at, Cathal, do you think?
In the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were saying upstairs, like Reese McClenaghan, I would love to see do well come this kind of next couple of weeks. Like Paris, or not Paris, the last Olympics in Tokyo, he kind of like, it was sad to see him not do so well.
Yeah, he came off the pommel horse and his dreams were dashed.
Yeah, but I'd love to see him. He's 25, same age as me. So just to see a young guy like him do really well. Yeah. And Rashid Adav, of course.
Well, sure, with a few, you know, drinks in you, sometimes you look at the things like the pommel horse and you think, I could probably get up on the kitchen table and do that.
I could probably do that.
Lash a few handles to it there and I'll give it a go.
My mother tells a great story about Italia 90. Actually, a friend of hers during, I don't know what game it was. It was probably the game that they all remember. But her friend put his fist through the roof of the bar. During put him under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
So the roof was so low that his fist went through the bar in Portlaoise. So, yeah.
Is the hole still there? Did they make it into a monument?
It's a different pub now, but it's still great memories, I'm sure.
Yeah, they should have kept it. You have to go down to the pub and see the hole. Okay. Thank you very much to Cathal O'Sullivan. Off you go now to do your other production work.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.